to the Manlot School Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Manor Lodge School Podcast. Thanks as always for listening to the latest offerings from the children in Manor Lodge's Our Voice Podcast Club. This week we've got a feature about some of the children's coolest recent lessons here at Manor Lodge. We've also got some general knowledge facts, some favourite websites, the five most famous YouTubers and a list of the best restaurants in the UK. Plus, with the World Cup upon us, we hear about a wet play screening and we also have a rundown of some of the best goals ever scored. And ahead of England facing Wales next week, our teacher interview this week is with Wales' very own Mr. Evans. So, plenty to enjoy. Let's get started this week with Kobe and Anand telling us all about some of their recent lessons that have particularly stood out for them.
Welcome to our part of the podcast. I'm Kobe.
And I'm Anand.
Today we are going to tell you about our top five favourite lessons this week.
Number one, computing. In computing this week, we created a slideshow on the Victorians and everything that happened in that time. This was super fun because you can make cool backgrounds, get cool pictures and type.
Number two, DT. In DT, we made catapults using lollipop sticks, forceps, a hot glue gun, a saw and some milk bottle caps. This was amazing because we could experiment with enjoyable objects.
Number three, art. In art this week, we carried on making our winter landscape. We learned the wet on wet technique and how to get the artwork to look 3D.
Number four, science. In science, we learned about Galileo and about gravity and air resistance. We learned about water resistance and we crafted some boats out of polystyrene, straws, rubber gloves, etc. Ready for a boat race next lesson.
Number five, history. In history, we learned about the Victorians. Specifically, we learned about the jobs that children about our age were forced to do. Some of them include coal miners, cotton mill workers, chimney sweeps, and crossboys.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Fantastic boys, just a taster there of some of the fantastic things going on here at Manor Lodge. The children's thirst for knowledge is a key factor too. And here's Dylan and Sonia to share some of their general knowledge with us.
Hello, we're going to talk about some general knowledge facts.
My name is Dylan.
My name is Sonia.
Did you know that the biggest pancake ever made had to be flipped by a crane?
It was made in the British town of Rochdale in 1994. It measures 15.1 metre, 49 feet tall and 3 inches. Indonesia has around 130 active volcanoes, more than any other country.
The Amazon rainforest in South America is bigger than all the other rainforests put together. Only 2% of sunlight gets through with the trees to reach the forest floor.
Fireworks were invented in China over 1,000 years ago.
The highest mountain in the world is Mount Everest. It's part of the Himalayas mountain range.
The longest river in the world is River Nile. It's in the Amazon. It's usually 11 kilometres and 7 miles across at its widest point.
The Great Wall of China is the longest man-made structure in the world.
The tallest building in the world is the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, which is 3 times the Eiffel Tower.
Hope you liked the general knowledge facts.
That sort of knowledge will get them far. Content creation is another thing that lots of the children are interested in too. And here's Harry and Siddhartha talking us through some of the most famous content creators out there, YouTubers.
Today we are going to talk about the 5 most famous YouTubers. Number 1, Zet India. The channel distributes several uploads daily, and as of June 10th, 2022, it is one of the fastest growing YouTube channels in both subscribers and video views, gaining over 3 million subscribers and 2.4 total views monthly.
2. PewDiePie. Felix Arvid, ULF Kjellberg, better known as PewDiePie, is a Swedish YouTuber known for his Let's Play videos and funny formatted videos and shows. Kjellberg's popularity on YouTube and a big media coverage had have made him one of the most noted online personalities and content creators.
Number 3, Mr. Beast. Jimmy Donaldson, better known as Mr. Beast, is an American YouTuber personality created with a trend of YouTube videos that centers on expensive stunts. His main YouTube channel, Mr. Beast, is the fourth most subscribed channel on the platform, and he's the most subscribed individual on the platform.
4. Kids Diana Show. Eva Diana Kid Yuck, known online as Kids Diana Show, is a Ukraine YouTuber. Together with her brother Roma and her parents Volodymyr and Alina, she hosts several YouTube channels producing roleplay children's content. 5. Like Nashia. Anastasia is an 8-year-old Russia-American YouTuber who produces content such as children's songs and educational entertainment, unboxings, vlogging, and role plays. Prior to become a YouTube star like Nastia was a young child with cerebral palsy, a group of disorders that affect a person's ability to move and maintain balance with a posture. Fears grew around Anastasia's ability to speak during this time, and this prompted her parents to start posting videos for her friends and family to view her progress.
I hope you have learned about the 5 most popular YouTubers. Bye-bye.
Up next, we have Layla and Emmy, who have been looking up some of the finest restaurants in the country.
Hi, my name is Layla.
And my name is Emmy.
And we are going to tell you the best 4 restaurants in the UK.
1. Ellen Clume is in Cartmel, near the Lake District, and serves Michelin-star exceptional cuisine. 2. Called by Claire Smith is in Kensington, West London, and sells sea vegetable consomme. 3. Yinxie is in West Wales and sells the best meat and fish from around the world. Finally, 4. Morehall is in Ormskirk in Lancashire and sells cured meat and seafood.
We hope you can try these restaurants.
Thank you for listening.
We hope you enjoyed.
Well, unsurprisingly, I had never heard of a single one of those before now. So thanks very much, girls. I'm now informed on where to look out for. On to something I should be a little more familiar with. Siddhartha is back with some recommended websites.
Hi, my name is Siddhartha and this is my part of my podcast, so I hope you enjoy. It's top 5 websites. 1. Battle Dudes. Battle Dudes is a game where you fight other people and try to win. You play with other people also. 2. YouTube.com. YouTube is an app where you can watch whatever you want, even things on Netflix and things that are recorded right when you are watching it. Smash Cards is another fighting game, but you can play with computers and other people, or you can play with just people. And when there is a festival, it always adds new things or things to do with the festival and the country. 3. CrazyGames.com. CrazyGames.com is where you can play many games, and some are online games just against computers, or you can choose. 5. NightPointIO. NightPointIO is also made by the same creator as Battle Dudes, but it is also a fighting game. And you can choose if you want to be against everyone or you can be on teams. There are only 2 teams, red teams and blue teams. Teams are always on the zombie apocalypse. I hope you enjoyed my part of the podcast.
Next, with the World Cup starting this week, here's Erin talking about how a wet lunch break helped us mark the start of the tournament.
During Junior's wet play on Monday, the first half of England's first World Cup match against Iran was shown on the big screen in the Smart Hall. Lots of people are very unhappy about lots of things surrounding the World Cup, and we really hope there is more equality. It was good to see England get off to a good start and score lots of goals. We hope they continue to do well and raise awareness of the issues.
Now continuing the football theme, Charlie and Casey are here to run us through some of the greatest goals ever scored.
Hi, I'm Casey.
And I'm Charlie.
Today we are talking about the top 10 best football goals ever. Number 1, Zlatan Ibrahimovic versus NAC Breda in 2004. What a goal.
Number 2, Carlos Alberto versus Italy in the 1970 World Cup for Brazil.
Number 3, George Weah versus Verona in 1996. A great finish.
Number 4, Zinedine Zidane versus Bayer Leverkusen in 2002 for France.
Number 5, Dennis Bergkamp versus Newcastle in 2002 for Arsenal. What a finish.
Number 6, Roberto Carlos, famous bending free kick versus France in 1997 for Brazil.
Number 7, Marco van Basten's famous volley versus USSR in 1988 for the Netherlands. A good finish.
Number 8, and finally, Zlatan Ibrahimovic versus England in 2012. And it was an amazing bicycle kick.
Thank you so much for listening to our part of the podcast.
Some absolute classics in there, thanks boys. Not sure about Bergkamp's though, I always thought that was a complete fluke. Perhaps Richarlison's goal for Brazil will make those kinds of lists in the future. Or a goal that's yet to be scored by Harry Kane, or Gareth Bale, or Eric Dyer. No club bias here, of course. Anyway, it was great to see England and Wales to both get off to positive starts in the tournament earlier in the week, before they play each other on Tuesday. And our teacher interview this week is with one of our Welsh contingent here at Manor Lodge. Head of Year 6, science specialist and passionate Welshman, Mr. Evans. So here he is going head-to-head with our young English interviewers.
Hi, today me, Abba, Louis and James will be interviewing Mr. Evans, our science, VR and form teacher. You do a lot of teaching.
I do, yeah.
First question, if you could give a piece of advice to new teachers, what would the advice be?
Enjoy every day, because every day is different. But don't ever expect a job to be done, because there's always more that you can do to help.
If you were king for a day, what would your plan of action be?
I'd quite like to give everyone a day off. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Just a day off to a relaxation day, a day for mental health.
A national day off.
Yeah, the National Mental Health Day.
Yeah,
where we
but
can
like,
all...
what about like what we policemen do... and doctors?
That's
and
a very
firemen
good point.
And...
Yeah, that is a very good point. Or maybe we'd have 2 days off, half 50% on one day, 50% on the other.
But then, what would happen if the firemen went off and everyone? What would happen? Like if 50% went off and then another 50% went off, what would happen then?
Well, you'd always have 50% on.
Yes, but what happens if all the firemen went off?
Only 50% of the firemen off, and then 50% on the other day. Enough on that they can cover emergencies, but everyone gets a day for mental health.
Fair enough! All right. Do you have any funny stories about teaching you want to share? We said this last time, but I want to build a catalogue of teaching funny stories.
Oh, right, okay. A funny teaching story. Well, do you know what? Lots of funny things do happen, but I do wonder sometimes whether that's just my brain. Maybe they're just funny to me. So, to be honest, there's so many, but I try not to laugh at the time because I don't want to make anybody feel bad. But normally the most giggles come from when somebody says a word wrong. And it just makes like a silly sentence or something like that. And I've got quite childish humour. That just makes me laugh.
Fair enough. You're a VR teacher. Mm. So can you solve this riddle? 2 in a corner, 1 in a room, 0 in a house, but 1 in a shelter. What am I?
Oh dear. 2 in a corner, 1 in a room.
I haven't shown you two either, so let's see if you two can get it.
Am I allowed to write down? You always have a piece of paper that you can write down. Like two in a corner.
Okay.
You have 10 seconds.
Zero in the house.
Your time is up.
Oh.
The answer was the letter R. 2 in a corner, C-O-N.
Ah, in the words, very clever. Yeah.
What is the worst or best part of teaching?
Ooh. The worst or the best part of teaching? Oh, I don't want to be, it's a Friday, I don't want to be negative, I don't want to talk about the worst thing. But the best part, I would say, is two things. Like, every day is different, right? So that makes it quite entertaining. And the second one is really, really cheesy, I guess, but it's my biggest enjoyment is in the lesson where you can see one of the children in your class has just like got what you're trying to teach them, and you can see their face light up and you're like, yeah, they got it. That genuinely is my favourite. But every day being different is really, really entertaining.
One, Mrs. Cook said the exact same thing about every day being different. And two, yes, that was really cheesy.
Where's your dream holiday and why?
Oh, I like going home. I like going back to Wales, but only in the summer because it's too wet and windy for me there in the winter. But I do love New Zealand, because New Zealand is a bit like Wales, but supercharged. Like, everything is a little bit bigger, and the scenery there is amazing, and they love their rugby there as well. So it's a bit like a home away from home.
If you could talk to aliens, but you only could say 20 words, what would you say?
I would be counting them.
Okay, that doesn't count as a word.
Fine.
Right. You'd have to start with, well, they've come to us, haven't they? You have to start with, like, I come in peace, right? Because you'd want to try and, and then I think I'd just ask them a question. So, like, you want to try and start a dialogue, you want to start a conversation, don't you? You want to see why they're here, so... how can I help you?
Yeah.
That's only 9 words. I'm happy. Yeah. Now the ball's in their court now. Then they have to respond. Maybe they don't know. They know no. But we've worked out whether they know English from that, don't we?
Yeah, true. I didn't think about that when I wrote the question. They don't speak English.
It doesn't matter what I say if they don't speak English.
Yeah.
What did you want to be when you were a child?
Oh, rugby player, football player, standard really. I loved sport. I was obsessed with playing rugby and football and cricket and all of those things. But I did also have a big passion for human biology. So if I could think back, I think actually something like a doctor or going more along those lines. But I was so obsessed with sport that I kind of went that way a little bit first.
Okay, I think the last question kind of gave us a clue, but finally, what was your favourite subject in school?
That is tricky, actually, because if we're talking about high school, obviously I loved science, but I did PE to GCSE and A-level as well, and the human biology side of PE really, really interested me, because that's why, and that's what we're doing in year 6 at the moment, isn't it? Things like how the body responds in exercise.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with finding out about more things like that. But I did generally love biology and chemistry as well.
Okay, news just in.
What are your thoughts on the Wales v England next week? Who are you going to support?
Oh, well, I'm obviously going to support Wales.
Yeah. But do you think you're going to win?
I wouldn't be as bold as to say that I think that we're going to win, no. As we speak right now, Wales are playing Iran, so I'm hoping we can get a win from that game. But if you look at the squads, the depth of talent in the England squad and Premier League experience and things like that is vastly superior. But Wales have a motto of together stronger. So as a team, they are strong. So if they are stronger than the sum of their parts, is the phrase. So individually, they might be weaker per man, but as a team, we are strong and we are passionate and we are powerful.
Powerful.
Powerful, yet Iran just taken
on that news. Topic, Iran has just got to go.
What timing? What timing?
What timing? Great timing.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We had a lot of fun with this one.
That sigh of despair from Mr. Evans there, I feel his pain. That goal was actually disallowed by VAR, so Wales had a little reprieve, but it didn't end well. So we'll see how the rest of the tournament pans out for England and Wales and the rest of the teams involved. Anyway, enough of the football, let's talk music now. This week's intro music was created on Incredibox by Kobe, and now to close the pod, here's Siddhartha playing the Egyptian level by Anthony Williams on the piano.
Thank you for listening to the Manor.